Hi. This week the question is, what's the most difficult Bible principle to learn? I'm convinced that the most difficult Bible principle for people is to learn this. Something is only right if it's authorized in the written Word of God. And here's what I mean by this. Irvin Lee, in his book Preaching in a Changing World, wrote the following. Quote, "It's very hard to get a man to question something that he thinks is right," end quote. Now, isn't that true? When someone thinks something is right, isn't it difficult to get them to even question the practice, let alone to change? Consider the following Bible issues. We have the right to only do those things which are authorized in the written Word of God. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." What this means is that everything we teach and everything that we do must have the stamp of approval of the Lord Jesus Christ. If He did not teach something or authorize something, then it's spiritual forgery to place His name on that thing. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 through 3, the Bible says, "The scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, 'Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread.' He answered and said to them, 'Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?' Traditions which conflict with the commandments of God are wrong." Jesus had a difficult time trying to get these Pharisees to see that their traditions were wrong. Why was this such a difficult thing? Because it's difficult to get a man to question something he thinks is right. Now let's apply this. First, it's difficult to get people to question their salvation because they think they're already saved without baptism. Most people have been taught that they are saved by faith in Christ and then praying the sinner's prayer. And what we want you and all others to do is to question this. Did Jesus or any apostle teach anyone to only have faith and say the sinner's prayer? The answer to that question is no, they did not teach this. Jesus himself said in Mark 16, verse 16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." The inspired apostle said this in Acts 2, verse 38. Peter said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Second, it's difficult to get people to question their salvation because they've been taught once saved, always saved. The idea is that salvation cannot be lost, but this is simply not true. And what we want you and all others to do is to question this. Did Jesus or any of his apostles teach that people cannot fall from grace? Absolutely not. Listen to Jesus. In Matthew 5 and verse 13, Jesus said, "You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." The Lord's apostle Peter wrote this in 2 Peter 2, verse 20. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning." Well, number three, it's difficult to get people to question the way that they worship God. The common idea is that the only thing that matters to God in worship is how you feel in your heart. It's difficult to get people to see that God has never authorized most of what churches do in worship. It's difficult to get people to even think about this because they think it's right. But my friend, where did Jesus or any of the apostles authorize women speaking in the assembly of the church? In fact, we're specifically told women must remain silent in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35. Where did Jesus or any apostle authorize mechanical instruments of music? In fact, we're specifically told to make the melody in our hearts, Ephesians 5 and verse 19, and there is no mention of mechanical instruments. Where did Jesus or any of the apostles authorize Sunday school classes, where people are segregated into groups and publicly taught in a divided assembly of the church? In fact, we are explicitly told to gather the people together into one place for all the public teaching of the Word, 1 Corinthians 14, verses 23 through 37. And where did Jesus or any apostle authorize communion at weddings, funerals, Christmas Day, or any other time that we may personally feel disposed to do so? In fact, the church is explicitly told to have communion on the first day of each week, Acts 20, verse 7. My friend, we're not trying to anger anyone, but we plead with you to consider some of these things. Just because the majority of people believe something is right or practice something doesn't make it right. You need to search the scriptures as if it were a road map. Make sure that you're really on the straight and narrow way. We close with this important message in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. The Bible says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. Again, that's willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.